Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory special broadcast from the beautiful hills of Arkansas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a refreshing look into God's Word to reveal your blessing promises. Previously on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now then, He redeems my life from destruction. I get in my car. Thank God I exercise my benefit and the blood of Jesus. My life is redeemed from destruction. Glory to God. Not going to have any car wreck today. No. This car wasn't built to go out and wreck. This thing was built to serve this family. The blessing of the Lord is a wall around this machine.
Yeah, that's right.
It is a wall around this house. And you lay hold of that. But then you can't go away from your table where you receive your benefits and start talking like some pauper that ain't got anything. Well, I know I got to go out and get a job because... No, you don't go out and get a job. You get before the Lord and you pray and you seek the Lord. Yeah. And if you don't have anything to tithe but a rock, you go get one and you shine it and clean it and you tithe it. Tithe something now. Amen.
Amen.
This is part of the power of God to stand in all of these disasters.
Yes, all
and
yes.
Not be touched.
That's right.
And be there for those that have been touched. Amen.
But sorrow will steal from you the blessing.
Yes, it will.
Like if you were in one of the storms and you lost, you know, something wonderful, your house, your car, even a family member. Sorrow comes in there and sees to it that you stay lost. They stay lost. Everything stays beat down.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is my beautiful wife, Gloria Copeland.
Much.
And we're here in Southwest Arkansas at our prayer cabin. And let me tell you something. We really get a thrill out of sharing this place with you. It has been such a major part of our lives, the lives of our family. And you remember when John decided he's just going to move up here? He said, I can live with Pop.
Yeah.
And he decided he wasn't coming back to Fort Worth. He's
like
going to stay up here. I mean, he just enjoyed this place so. And Kelly and Terry, we pulled a motorhome up here one time. A friend of mine.
Before we had a house.
Yeah, before we had a house or anything up here. And he said, you need to take my motor home and go up there to your place. So we did. Parked that thing right out here in front. And it was nice, motorhome, big. Boy, in the middle of the night, it got cold in there and the heater wasn't working. And and I couldn't figure out why. And I'm looking at this thing. And I got the next morning, it was cold. And I opened the fuse box. I have never before or since seen an automotive fuse like that thing in my life. And of course, this is back years ago. And this would have been in the early to mid 70s, I guess. And you know, the little car fuse, the little glass fuse is about that an inch or less long, little tiny thing. I opened that thing up, that box up, and there was a fuse in there. It
was <your finger?
laughs> my finger, only it was a glass fuse, looked just like a regular car fuse. That's the biggest thing I ever saw, and it was blown. Well, I couldn't figure out what had caused the thing to blow, and the heater and everything else was tied to this thing. And so we didn't have but about 3 or 4 days up here. And so I got on my motorcycle and I'm riding around. I rode to town, Nashville. I walked in the automotive shop. I said, I need a fuse. Yeah, I pulled that thing out. He said, what is that? Well, I knew he didn't have one. I ain't never seen one. I went to Nashville. I went to Hope. I went to Texarkana. I spent all my time up here hunting that fuse and couldn't find it. Finally, I bought a fuse box that goes on a house, and I wired that thing into a breaker that I could turn on and off because I couldn't figure out what was popping that breaker. The last day we were here, I've traveled all over the country trying to get this thing to work. And all during the day, the kids and all are just running around, playing, having a big time, and I'm chasing that fuse. I finally had this whole fuse box apparatus wired into the bottom of this thing, and on the last day, I noticed that the little clock on the wall had said 2 o'clock ever since we've been there. That goofy electric clock is what popped fuse, and I didn't find it till we were ready to leave. But that was life at the cabin.
Was that a step up from camping or a step down from camping?
I don't know. I never got to camp that whole weekend. I'm riding all. I enjoyed the ride.
I got a good ride
out of it, man. I rode all over this county hunting and two other counties trying to find that thing. Never did find it. They pulled that whole rig out and rewired it with all more modern fuses. I've never seen one of those things since. Amen. Well, I just wanted you to know that doesn't have a thing in the world to do with what I'm going to talk to you about today. Amen.
But
I know
now
you.
They're so informed.
Yeah, I know you're thrilled. Amen. It's been an adventure ever since we've owned this place, and we've enjoyed it, and we're glad you're here to enjoy it. Father, we just give you praise today on these broadcasts, and we praise you and thank you all this week, sir. We pray over it. And your plan for us. You have
a
plan of joy and wonders and marvelous things right here on the earth for every person born of a woman in this place. Jesus is the open door to that place. And we give you praise and honor for your grace and your mercy, even though we don't deserve it, even though sin got in the way.
Thank you, Lord.
A way to destroy sin by the blood of Jesus and open it back to us as if we had never known sin in our lives. That's how good you are, and we thank you for it. Reveal it to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Gloria, we've been doing this broadcast up here for 21 years.
Time flies when you're having fun.
My goodness. That's something, isn't it?
It is.
Praise God.
We've been doing a lot of things for 21 years.
Yeah, when you think about it.
31, 41.
Yeah, I've been doing things for 21 years three times. And then some. Praise God. Let's go back in the scripture where we were over here in the book of Jeremiah. And let's talk about this man in Jeremiah 17. Five. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Almost.
Jeremiah 17,
okay,
5.
I'm here.
Okay. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. Now, you could say that like this. Whose heart, whose mind, whose eyes have gotten away from the Word. That's how you connect with God. You find out what He said.
Right, that's right.
Because He's no respecter of persons. You get that now? God is no respecter of persons. So therefore, His Word, this covenant is for all those who will believe it and keep it and walk in it, then everything it has is ours.
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now,
He treats us all the same.
Everybody,
But it's how we treat His Word, how we open the door for Him, by believing and saying and agreeing with Him. You know, you can't help somebody that won't agree with you.
Well, you can't walk with them.
No.
You know, it's impossible to please God without faith. Well, Gloria, it's impossible to please anybody without faith.
Sure.
I mean, your very closest friend, you could say, you know, I just love you with all my heart, but I don't believe nothing you say. Everything you say, I say, yeah,
you
but why?
You just lost your closest friend.
Well, you just lost your friend. Why? You can't bond with that. You can't associate with that. You can say, you know, thanks a lot, but no thanks. I mean, come on. But when you have a trusted friend, you believe their word, and even if some stranger comes in and says, no, that's not right, you say, yes, it is too, because my friend said that to me. My friend told me it was. Well, when your friend is God, and when you find out what he said in the word, not what somebody else said he said, even when you hear us quote scripture, even when you see me read it out of the Bible, you get your Bible and you check it out and you read it for yourself and you put your eyes on that and you say, I choose to believe that. That's me. This Bible is mine and it's God speaking to me and I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have and I am what it says I am. Makes no difference how I feel. Amen. Or what I see. I go by this. When you do that, you place yourself in a bond association with God because this is his bond. This is a covenant word. Now,
he watches over his word.
Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm. He uses what I can do, then one step above that is what my company, whomever I'm employed by, what my company can do. And then you go a step above that, what my city can do, what my government can do for me. What we're going up the ladder here and we keep failing. Why? Every doctor on earth that's honest will tell you he has a failure point. He gets to a point, he finds something, I don't know what that is. I don't know what to do with it. We'll have to get another opinion. And you go get another opinion, and they say the same thing. And when you finally find out what it is, and you've spent $300,000 trying to find out what's wrong with you, and then finally somebody says, there's no cure for it.
That's right.
Well, at least I'd have had my $300,000 back. I could have spent it high on something before I die,
Buy you a new motorcycle before you
die. Something before I die, man. Let's die big or something. But the point is, when you rely on man, you continually hit this cap.
That's right.
Now, let's look at this.
Even under the best circumstances.
Absolutely. Man comes up short. He diminishes.
He just doesn't know everything.
That's right. And even in what he does know, he don't know how to carry it out. Why? He gets confused. There are, if he runs into more than one answer to the problem, he don't know which one to pick. I had a woman one time kept calling me. She, bless her heart, her husband had passed away and she became pastor of the church. And she kept calling me, do you think it's all right for me to get married again? I said, well, certainly, my goodness, of scripture, but I just don't know. I really didn't have time to talk with her. I was in a meeting, and she kept calling. I said, Lord, please give me an answer for that woman. She calls me at 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning and wakes me up, wants to know if she's supposed to get married again. And so finally, after that third night, the Lord said, tell her I said yes. So I just waited up, and sure enough, she called, and I was in that in their city in a meeting, and she called. Brother Copeland, did the Lord say something to you? I said, yes, he did. What did he say? I said, the Lord, I'm telling you this now, the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, yes. Oh, she said, glory to God, which one?
So you started all over again.
Now, she don't know which man to pick. I mean, I say that jokingly, but that pretty well represents what happens when confusion comes in, doubt and unbelief has an opportunity to take hold. Yeah. If you're making a choice between the Word and some other voice, that choice is already made. Even if this doesn't look like you think it ought to look, this is right.
And you automatically don't know. if you're confused.
No, you don't. You don't just, you go to God and you say, show me, take me there. Open it up to me. Amen. So now, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. He'll be like the heath in the desert, the little dried up shrub in the desert, and not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land not inhabited. Blessed, this is important. Blessed be the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope, whose future, whose vision of the future is what he sees in God, what he sees in the promises that God has made to him. My hope is in God and my future is bright.
Or whose dependence, it'd be saying, whose dependence is in the Lord.
Yeah.
Your
hope's
in the Lord. Your dependence is in the Lord.
Now, Gloria, here's something that we need to get into today. There's not anything on this earth, no thing on this earth, I'm going to say it again, there is no thing on this earth that the government can cover that the Word doesn't. There is no thing on this earth that your labor union can do for you that the Word doesn't cover. There's no thing on this earth that anything man does, thinks, says, or comes in contact with in this earth that this Word doesn't cover.
That's the truth.
Answer, give insight into, deliver from, and overwhelmingly provide for. When this fails, when the world fails, this succeeds.
That's right.
So why not start with this?
That's the truth.
Take advantage of what God calls you to do in the world, but this is the source. This is the answer. This is your healing. This
That's
is your
right.
family.
Live by the
this,
word.
I'm telling you, this is your prosperity. This is it. So start here and judge everything else in the light of this instead of studying the world and then try to judge the Word in the light of that.
Find out what God says about it.
First.
That's and what, trust Him. It's always going to be good.
Yeah, because He's right.
That's right.
Now, well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, I just don't understand. Your understanding has very little to do with it in the beginning. You get the understanding when you acknowledge God that His Word is right and I'm yours to command, and what I see in your Word, I put it final authority in my life. Now you're about to understand it. Trying to understand it and then choose it, it doesn't work like that because it takes faith to open it up.
For instance, when we saw in the Word, owe no man anything but to love Him, keep out of debt, the Amplified Bible said. It didn't give us any room. And we said, okay, we'll do that. We had nothing almost. We were almost nothing. We were in debt. But it said, and we didn't see how we could do it. But
zero
we
understanding.
Did it.
We no
quit
way.
Borrowing money.
We had no understanding of how that worked, but we committed to it. And when we did,
changed our whole way of. Oh, it's a nice little bug there on you.
Well, hey, bug. You come to church, didn't
that's
you?
That's word bug.
I ain't never seen a bug like
I
that.
I never have.
Excuse
either.
Me a minute. This is something else here. Look at this.
It looks like a creature.
No, don't do that.
He's just trying to get some word this morning.
Amen. That just drew him right in here. Yeah. So, our understanding came step by step as we committed to it because all of the answers are already in here. There's not, God has never commanded you or me to do anything that the way to do it's not here.
That's
right. That the resources to do it are not here.
And that ultimately is always for our good. For us. He does it for us. He tells us what to do for our benefit.
That reminded me of something, just you said that. Young man that came into our ministry a number of years ago, pastors of one of the great churches of the country now, Billy Rash. Billy sent me a manuscript of a new book that he just finished. And man, I read it in one afternoon. It's not so big you couldn't read it in one afternoon, but I'll guarantee you'll study it for a month. Wow. It talking about the very things that we're talking about here, understanding the word, and the scripture, he pointed this out to me. I hadn't made the connection. He pointed out that the scripture said, this is the way of Cain. The way of Cain is to disqualify the word of God and do it however you want to do it, and then expect God to receive it. That's what Cain did with his tithe.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it reminded me then, one step from that, I thought about this. I remembered something that my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said to me one day. And he said, Kenneth, God has never created anybody to be something he has already forbidden. Now, see, you get out here in the world, well, Brother Copeland, I was just born that way, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, what if a thief come up? Just a kleptomaniac. I mean, to steal everything he can find, and I just can't help it. It just comes on me.
I was just born this way.
I was just born a thief. That's all there is to it. Well, everybody was born in sin. I mean, there's something wrong with every human being that comes on the face of the earth. But God didn't create what's wrong with them.
That's right.
He didn't bring sin into this world. He's not the one that caused this stuff to turn out the way that it did. So when you realize that, you can go to the Word, and God will take you from where you are.
Yes, that's right.
Back to the way He designed you before the foundation of the world.
That's a Scripture great said way to say it.
He knew us all before the foundation of the world. He loved you before the world ever was, before Satan ever came into existence, before sin ever was. And it is all in this book because God wants to get you back
into the
Garden of Eden.
Yes, amen.
Isn't that a wonderful
thing?
Praise God. I'm really excited about Billy's book. It's supposed to be out here not too long, or maybe right about now. But I'm going to get him on the broadcast. Telling you, we're just going to ring him out good. We're going to get all that he's got out of that because Billy knows the Word of God.
Yeah,
amen.
When God said, let there be light. At 186,000 miles a second, the universe was born. The creative power released in those words lives inside you right now. The first thing God did after He created human life was to give mankind the blessing. You cannot earn it, buy it, or demand it. The blessing is the very creative force of God that is given to every believer, setting them up to thrive. Kenneth Copeland's latest book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, is the result of over 40 years of study, practice, and down-to-earth insights on the blessing. Filled with real-world examples that transformed Kenneth from debt and doubt to a lifestyle of health, wealth, and peace. Living less than blessed, knowing there's more to life than what you see, failure is not an option, and success is guaranteed when you unlock God's blessing in your life. Make the change. Start today. Order Kenneth Copeland's newest book today for just $19.99 at a special 20% savings. Go to kcm.org or call our toll-free number to purchase your copy of The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It. Discover the revelation that changed Kenneth Copeland's life overnight and how it can change yours too. Don't wait another day to get on the road to all God has in store for you. Order The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It by Kenneth Copeland today.
I am really excited about you getting this new book of ours. The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, Proverbs 10:22. You hear me refer to that all the time. And without some way of tracking it through the Bible, it just looks like, well, he's just blessed with that, and he's blessed with it. This is talking about the crown of glory. This is talking about the empowerment to live in the power of God. Yeah. And so this, with the book, you can track it through the Bible, and I really would like to see you get a hold of this, particularly if you're on the broadcast all the time, because I wind up talking about it just a whole lot. Order yours today. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today, and it's such a blessing. It is such a worship time to hear from you. And we thank you for empowering your people all over the world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why do we have meetings where we gather up thousands of people, or hundreds of people, or two or three people? I mean, why do we do that? The world does it in order to get a lot of people, because a lot of people got a lot of money and they want their money. That's not why we do this. We go into to immerse ourselves for a week in the Word of God and let the world stay outside and just get built up from the inside out. Praise God. You build your faith. You charge your spirit in that atmosphere that is so faith spirit charged.
Oh, yeah.
How answers come, healings come. It's just marvelous. And you need to be there in the Great Southwest Believers Convention this year. Pray about it. Be there. We'll see you tomorrow. Kenneth and Gloria reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395, or visit our website at kcm.org.